You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We are back. We are back in the studs.
We are
on our feet. We are in person. I'm like, we are doing it.
We almost didn't make it to the studio today.
Why?
I had a casualty on the Amtrak train, but we made it.
Great. This is the first we're learning about.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
I saved it for the show. Hello. We made it to the studio.
Good, good. Oh, I'm so happy you're here. It's your girls, Anna and Dre. And obviously, we have a jam-packed day for you. And if you're a fan of the show or if you're just tuning in, we're doing two episodes this week. We're doing our episode of like catching up on life, mm-hmm. you know, pop culture, what's new. And then we're going to drop our celebrity catch up episode a little later in the week. So people have been loving the impressions.
I think they are. And this is a really good way to separate that and make it two whole, you know, get more bang for your buck. Is that a good saying for that?
Sure. None of you are paying to listen to this, but if you want to send me a Venmo, no.
Right.
No, but before we get into it all, Dre wrote up a really nice little shindig that we wanted to say, because obviously our industry is in LA and so many right. of our friends are like struggling through these fires, man. And
the videos are insane. So just wanted to take time to offer our condolences before we begin the show.
Yeah.
To the city of Los Angeles, the thousands of residents affected by the widespread devastating wildfires. Community is important now more than ever. I've loved seeing, that's probably the only good thing coming out about it, is just seeing everybody come together in this crazy times. We would love to use Big Wigs platform to help in any way we can. A really good platform website that we found was loveandethos.org. And if you or someone you know that is a family in need, you have the opportunity to foster a family and provide basic necessities. So if you go on there, you can find the family and their list of, it's almost like an Amazon list. You can purchase items. You can also put yourself up as a family that needs fostering. So I thought that was helpful. And then you can also DM us any other resources that are helpful and we can share on our platform. So please let us know. Tag us, DM us. We appreciate it. And we would love to help in any way we can.
Yeah. And check our Instagram, because I think we're going to post a bunch of organizations that mm-hmm. we've liked. I feel like we were just saying right before we got on air, like a lot of the donation places are full. They've got enough
yes.
stuff. They don't need your old sweatshirts, like whatever. So I think it's really just about like giving some money to these families that mm-hmm. have to like rebuild, like
from the ground up. Yeah.
It's so wild. And you know, it's not just celebrities who have a ton of money. Like, just remember, like right. Altadena is like a very normal neighborhood. And like,
yeah, Pasadena.
Yeah. So many families there that just like, just imagine like you have to go to work the next day.
The people are all, yeah, that's what people are saying. They're like, I have to get back to reality, but I also, my reality is completely altered now.
I can't even imagine.
The craziest part was seeing the elderly, because you think of LA, Los Angeles as like just Hollywood. There's just so much other communities.
Yeah.
When I was looking at these 90-year-old people, they're like, I've had this house for like 60 years. Yeah. I bought it when I was like 20 and just starting my life. That is mind-blowing to me.
Yeah.
And they're like restarting. But they all seem, well, at least the ones with the stories coming out, they're very hopeful.
It is really,
which is incredible.
It's beautiful to see everyone just fucking like go out there and help.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like places are like, we have too many volunteers. And you're yeah. like, oh my God, like humanity is coming through.
Yes.
You know, at a time. And like, we're all, it's so funny, but I feel like we are all like equipped from the pandemic where mm-hmm. we're like, we need N95s. We need this. Yeah. We need that. And it's like, we fucking got you. Like a lot yeah. of people I saw like were shopping and they were like, it feels like early lockdown when like, mm-hmm. you know, toilet paper's gone and this is gone. And it's like, it's yeah. nice that we're able to do that. But it's funny. I like this Love and Ethos, because like, I feel like if I were in that situation and my house burned down, mm-hmm. it's amazing. There are charities and resources and people coming through, but it does feel overwhelming. Like, where do you get
right?
Where do you get that money from, or a sweater, or you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Or like cereal or dog food or like shit that you're not even thinking about.
Right.
So it is like,
and you're also forced to leave your house in 2 seconds. So you're thinking, I guess I'm just going to grab my passport and forget underwear. I'm just going to grab pictures and passports and that's it.
I've seen a lot of sites, and you've probably seen this too, and we're not going to talk about this the whole time, you guys. We're here to make you laugh. But I've seen a lot of sites post like what to grab in case of fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like what? Because I've thought about, I had to do it once. I don't know if you've had to do it ever. Like,
no. your fire alarm goes off, but that's because you burnt a piece of toast. You're not thinking in like that mindset, you know?
Yeah.
But we've had been forced to.
I think did I tell you this? A couple of years ago, there was a fire in my building and my door woman started banging on our door.
Oh my God. Yes.
Because
you told it on the, I remember that. Yeah.
I think I told it on the show.
Yeah,
but
you did.
To refresh real quick. And she was like, there's a fire in the kitchen upstairs in the apartment above you.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, the fear wasn't the building's going to go up in flames. Mm-hmm. It was if the sprinklers go off, your shit's going to get wet. Mm-hmm. So grab whatever you need and get out.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 3 a.m.
Also in the middle of the night. Right.
And your brain is just like, where do I start? I grabbed my computer, my dog, my wallet, like my bag.
Yeah.
And I think I did grab my Gucci bag because she was new. And I was like, this is expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would think that. Yeah. I'd be like, I just bought this. I need this.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. But like we said, please reach out to us if you have good places that we can share.
Yeah. I just feel so bad for everyone. Like, and it's hard in this industry. Do you find this hard? It's weird for us to even like, I went to a birthday party the other night. And I'm like, I don't want to really Instagram that I'm like out. Fuck. I did post a couple photos because life goes on. But I feel guilt because I'm like, I have friends.
Felt that too,
fucking trying to like, you're at a basketball game or hockey game. And I'm like, you know, you see people who are like, I'm just trying to like, can I walk my dog in the air quality that we have mm-hmm. today? Like mm-hmm. basic life needs and, you know, but life in New York is normal right now. As normal as can be.
Exactly.
Fucking
it's still New York. It's still crazy. But people in the middle of states, life is continuing on. So it does feel weird to kind of post. Now, listen, if I was on vacation, I wouldn't be posting shit. <Just
kidding. laughs> I do feel some of that, but we have roots there. I've lived in L.A. All my stuff is there. Like, we have roots in L.A., so it does feel a lot closer to home. Because, like, my mom, like, doesn't mention it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, Mom,
You know, that's so crazy. I have family that they didn't even ask or talk about it once. Like, we were on the phone, but it's just because they have literally zero connection to L.A.
Yeah.
But it's affecting, like, double the size of Manhattan. Like, that's how big it is. Which is crazy.
It is crazy. That's a weird comparison, though, too, because like a lot of that, like just the land, the way we utilize the land there versus the land here is so different. But like I've seen that before and I'm like, it's wild to think that was a fire.
Yeah. Just to wrap your head around it.
Yeah. Like all of fucking Manhattan burned down like in a day. Like that's so crazy. What scares me most, though, and I'm sorry to scare people, but like I do think
but
I keep seeing them saying like the winds aren't dying, like this week's gonna be not good, and you're like, fuck again, like you kind of feel like, okay, let's breathe, shit's contained, the donation places are full, people are getting, you know, resources, and then you're like, wait, there's gonna be more. Like,
yeah, I think we have small attention spans now, especially just with the internet. So I think after like 2 days, people were like, okay, so the fire, like, got it. But no, it's like continuing on.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
But the people that are there, there's just a couple of people that we know. They've been like updating it and keeping it, like letting us know that it's still ongoing.
Yeah. And we get alerts and it's fucking scary. Wait, I have to say one more thing because it's kind of like crazy but funny. But did you see the Ricky Lake, Tyler Henry clip?
I don't think so.
Going around.
No.
Oh my God. We're going to post this. We have to post this on Big Wigs because I have to show it to you and everyone listening. So Ricky Lake, do you know Tyler Henry, the medium who has a show on Netflix, like where he like.
Oh my God. Yes. I know what you're going to say.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
You saw this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did.
This clip is going around.
Yeah.
So Ricky Lake, unfortunately, her house burned down in the fires, which is just heartbreaking. She was like, we just built this house. It's our fucking dream house. Like, it's just.
That's horrible.
Horrible. And, you know, so she was on this show like in October or something. And the episode came out where he was trying to be really nice. But he was like, so I'm sensing some sort of like, I don't know, like damage from like water and like fire and like, I don't know, maybe like a house fire or something. And she's like, weird. And, you know, and then it's just like, you know, episode goes on. But literally, you're like, he fucking saw this happening months ago or whenever they shot it, months before that.
I think they said 3 months.
It's so weird.
That is crazy.
I mean, you know, as a wannabe witch, as a budding Brooklyn witch, I was like, oh my God.
That's crazy. But he's also, I mean, that's why he has a show.
He's good.
He is a fortune teller.
he's good.
Yeah.
And he's really not biased about anything. You know, mm-hmm. he's really good at just being like, I want to make this okay for you, but this is something I see. And you see it in her eyes. And she's like, fucking house fire. Like,
yeah.
Hell no.
Where? What do you mean?
Whose house?
Yeah.
What area? Anyway, it's so crazy. Anyway, how are you? How was your weekend? Let's get into us. And now I want you guys to take a break from the fires because you see it all online and it's like, you know.
It's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. Yeah. And it's so sad.
But social media is a good place to spread news and awareness. But so I'm good. As good as you can be. Weekend was busy. I was in D.C. and then went over to Ocean City. It's freezing on the East Coast, by the way. It is
so cold.
I hate to sound like a little biznitch about this, but Nick is from Chicago. And he was like, no, he validated me. He said, it's like Chicago weather.
Wow.
Like wind chill of feels like 12 degrees. That shit's cold.
Yeah.
So I've been freezing.
Yeah. I can't even take my coat off today. Are you watching this? I'm like slowly deep.
Well, it's been on for like an hour or two.
I know. And really? My feet are still cold. I just took my beanie off, but yeah, it's fucking cold.
Loosen up your jacket. I'm seeing some cleave.
Some of my boobies?
Some cleavage. Maybe a little side boob. Side boob when it's 15 degrees, you're crazy, Anna.
I fully flashed someone earlier too. Oh my God. I had to put a mic on and I like forgot I had no bra on and I was like, hold on 1 second. And I was like, I just stick it up here. And I was like, who did you flash? This guy who put a mic on me for this video I was shooting before. And I was like,
that actually reminds me. And also audio technician guys are like always so respectful, but they always are those type of guys where you're like, have you seen a lot of tits? Like, I get worried.
Wait, I just pulled out the tape.
They're so respectful.
I just pulled the tape out. It was like on my boob.
Well, you know what I'm talking about? No, I'm saying they have.
He was like,
can
I put this mic pack in your back pocket if you feel comfortable? Or I can put it in your
they
back
pocket.
They always
say you feel comfortable. Like, yeah.
Touch my ass, bro.
Right. No.
I didn't say that because that's wrong. But I was like, I don't care. To me, that stuff is like business. Like, I'm like, I don't feel uncomfortable with you.
They make you feel comfortable. And they also are always on productions. But there has been times where I'm like, all right, like, you're making me feel a little, the fact that you ask so much, you're so respectful, I'm almost a little bit like,
should I? No,
that's the type of gig where you have to be sure that you're touching somebody's body.
Yeah, because you could get the wrong person. Absolutely. You put a mic on and she's like, that man touched my boob.
1,000%.
Right. Yeah. I do have a really funny story that just jogged my memory here. I was at the premiere of One of Them Days with Kiki Palmer. By the way, incredible movie. So funny. Take your girlfriends. It's such a good movie. But you're not allowed to record. So I was recording this really funny part because Cat Williams does a cameo in the movie.
Oh, nice.
And I'm in one of the back rows. You can't bootleg, right? But I forgot that for some reason. So I'm there like getting this little snippet of Cat Williams literally to just like send to a couple people, not to post on the security guard rushes over. He's like, you have to delete that. I was like, okay. So I delete it. He goes, go into your recent deleted files and let me see. And I was like, okay. Totally forgetting anything would be in my recent deleted photo.
Oh my God. You got butt photos?
How many
you got
nudes?
Dre! Oh my God. My church going queen. You got boop photos and I've got to go in Dre's photos.
See, this is
they're
the duality of
now.
Dre that we love so much.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Because we know it's in there.
She'll text me and be like, oh, I can hang out. I just got to go to church on Sunday. And I'm like, wait, she's actually home fucking taking nude photos of her body.
You guys,
give us the tea.
Sometimes you travel and you're away from certain people and you got to actually just one person. So, you know, you got to keep it spicy. So I immediately go to my deleted photos, totally forget, you know, because I think in my mind I'm an angel. So I'm like open there and I was like, oh my God. And I look at it and I was like, I'm so sorry. You weren't really supposed to. So then I'm like shading it and he just looks away. But at that time I was like, did he see? Did he not see? Anyway, you can clearly know what you're looking at there. So
I just
deleted it. I was like, it's deleted, sir. Thank you. So sorry about that. And for the rest of the movie, I was like so uneasy because he's standing right in the corner.
I thought he'd be like, nice.
I just couldn't believe that I forgot.
Can we go through a couple of more of these and just make sure you didn't bootleg the rest of the movie?
I gotta see that again. Just double check.
I'm gonna need to see the whole role, man.
Oh, I was mortified. And it's not like I have anything very incriminating, but you know.
I love this. You learn something new every day, Dre.
Yeah, well, it did remind me. So anyways, I guess we both
this will only strengthen our friendship. No, I just fully flashed him like person today.
Yeah, yeah.
No photos, but yeah. No,
he
I
got the real
say,
deal. That's way better than a photo. It's way better.
Wait, I went through a phase where I was like hardcore, like when I was like single and I was like into it, you know, because Snapchat was big and I was like, I
Snapchat
got comfortable.
So big, right. You were sending it to Chris D'Elia and he doesn't know that, you know, no. The whole Chris D'Elia shit.
No, but I was sending, and then, you know, like, I guess a couple of years later when I was like with Jared and stuff, I was like, I should delete these. Like, I don't need these fucking on my phone.
You're not recycling nudes?
I always think like, what if someone, right. if I go right. down into the subway tracks and my phone survives that accident, are they going to go through my photos?
Yeah.
Probably. Mm-hmm. And so I thought I got them all. But you know how like Apple gives you like this week, 4 years ago or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. they make you like a slideshow.
Stop it.
Picture of your tits.
It's like, my dog and me and like a burger I ate. And then it's just like a full on like frontal. And I'm like, oh, whoa.
Yo, I swear that they laugh at us when they make those slideshows.
Some AI is so like, ridiculous. Let's throw in a nude. Who like cares about the food she ate right, 4 years ago?
Yeah, right.
They have intelligence enough to know that it's a tit they're throwing in there. Just like from your sushi roll to a nice little round titty.
What?
To your dog.
Yeah.
To a landscape.
My dad. And then... Oop, there's my ass. There she is. Ass photos don't count for me. I keep all my ass photos. You know,
right,
I love my butt.
You post about your ass photos.
My butt photos.
Those aren't really nude.
No, those are like, those are like my butt, but the frontal ones. Oh, here's the worst. Here's the worst. When Jared and I redid the, what was it? Like the Yoko Ono, like,
Oh my God. Yes. That ad where they're both, their back is turned.
Do you know how many naked photos I took in my parents' apartment over holiday break? And I'm like, oh my God. Like,
yeah. But it's not even, it wasn't even four. It was literally four a remake of this picture.
Yeah, but there's like a lot of like outtakes, I guess, you know, because I had to be naked. You didn't have anything on. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a set where they could like, you know, put some pasties on you. I was just like walking around and I was like, it's weird that we're doing this in my parents' home.
Yeah.
But that's where we were.
Kind of giving me the ache right there.
It had to get done.
Had to get done.
It was for the content, honestly. But yeah, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I feel very like I've taken this on mentally, you know, like all the fire. So I feel like, I don't know, I feel down about it. My weekend was busy. I had to shoot two videos. Mm-hmm. One, I had to go to a mall.
That's not fun. It was on location?
On location.
Okay.
Which was a lot, but you know, I had to really feed my my DP Jared. So
yeah.
I was like, Jared, we're going to the mall. I was like, Auntie Anne's. We got tater tots at Melt Shop. He got Auntie Anne's.
That actually sounds amazing.
We got a smoothie. You know, we really embraced it. And then I had to shoot outside yesterday. Which
in the
was
freezing?
Freezing.
Yeah.
Freezing. To the point where I think I made both of us like sicker. Like, you know, like last night we were both like coughing and we're like, but we were thawing out, I think. Mm-hmm. It was cold. It was a cold. You know, you pitch a couple ideas and they want the one outside and you think
and it's always just to have a couple extra ones to like make you look good. You're like, let me just give you these options. Surely you're not going to choose the one where I'm shooting outside.
Of course. But nope, that was the chosen one.
Yeah, nice.
But whatever. Other than that, I went to a friend's birthday, which was nice. And it was a theme. I don't know if you saw my my outfit, but I was like, it was a Canadian. He was like, oh, it's a Canadian tuxedo theme. And I was like, that's not on the invite. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, am I getting legally blonded right now? Like,
right.
Showing up
in a little bunny costume.
But no, it was a Canadian tuxedo theme. So I wore all denim, which is honestly a great theme. I think every birthday should be a Canadian tuxedo theme.
I love a Canadian tuxedo. It's definitely back in now.
It's in. Yeah. I mean, I like wearing it in my life. So it was very easy to like, I'm like, ooh, which shade of denim do I want to go?
Denim, yeah.
Right. Or go dark or light. Mm-hmm. So that was nice.
You're into themes now.
I'm into themes. Yeah.
It just makes it easier. Honestly, it's like going to a school that has a uniform.
Yeah.
The decision's kind of made for you.
My camp was a uniform. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I used to hate a theme. I'd be like, ugh, I don't want to dress in the fucking like 60s, 70s, 80s theme. Who has a 60s party?
If it's a fun one. Yeah. What even happened? The hippie? Ish like
yesterday.
Hippies. 70s. Well, I think 70s is more hippie. 60s is
no. 60s but like, is the hippies.
My friend Liz always
70s show. Hippies.
That's after the hippies. 70s is like a different thing.
70s is hippies.
Butterfly collar.
60s is hippies.
I think it's a bothy.
Okay. All right.
I'm gonna stand on this goddamn hill that the 70s.
Okay.
I think it's a bothy. Okay. I think the hippies transcend multiple generations.
You're right. Yeah, they don't need just one.
Even today. Yeah. We got hippies today.
Yeah, we do.
You know? I like the theme now. My friend Liz always has a theme party. You came with me. We had so much fun dressing up. Like So I feel like, yeah, maybe I am. I don't know if I'd host a theme party. Maybe. Maybe I would.
Please do.
At some point. You know?
And do it on New Year's Eve, because Lord knows I need New Year's Eve plans every year. Just set it up for me.
We're going to make New Year's Eve plans. Okay. We'll spend New Year's Eve. I asked you what you were doing on New Year's Eve, because I was like, come if you want. But you were like.
No, that was after, actually.
But you did make plans.
Well, yeah, last minute. $10 Philly trip tickets.
There you go.
Easy. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. And with more stuff.
Great.
That's gorgeous. Really selling us on that. What a tease. I know I teased you guys with a really good one there, but we're coming back strong with the Targa mother effing Rita.
Targarita?
The Targarita.
Target,
this is right up my alley.
Target, can I ask you, does Target have a bar now?
They're just going to throw away Starbucks and just like build a bar there.
They were like, we've had a fucking enough in 2025.
That's it.
The people need alcohol.
Right. These Starbucks mini strawberry drinks ain't cutting it.
Nah, they can go to another Starbucks.
The pink drink, yeah.
They come to Target. Let's treat them to a margarita.
It's worrying me. It's because it almost feels kind of like that Red Lobster or like that what's the restaurant that always serves?
Applebee's?
Applebee's.
Okay.
Red Lobster, No, Applebee's, where they were selling like $2 margaritas or $2 Long Island iced teas.
How much are the margaritas?
I don't know, but I'm just thinking, what does a store, what does like a merchandise store know about? What they know about a margarita?
They're Target. You know, I think of them as like a religion.
Everything, right.
You know, of course they can put together a margarita. They got the ingredients.
What's so hard about a margarita?
It's going to be great. I mean, we should go. Imagine going, you know, we got a couple pillows and I don't know, some snacks. And then you know what I could go for? I could go for a little happy hour Targarita.
I could go for a little Targarita. We definitely have to go and dressed up as we got to do like a Luann and Sonia. A Sonia Rita, Luann Rita. I mean, it's perfect. Let's sell that idea.
I'm ready to party. That's Luann doing Bridesmaids.
If you guys didn't catch that.
Okay. That's an impression. This is Big Wigs. Okay.
We're mother effing meta in this. Okay. It's an impression within an impression within a movie. That's amazing. No, but I love it. You didn't really need to explain that either. Like if people didn't get
that. You knew it.
Come on.
You knew it.
Yeah.
Duh.
But this is actually pretty crazy. I don't know why Target felt the need to, but I think they're scratching a couple itches that I had. It was a want and it was a need.
Someone in their corporate headquarters lives in LA and they were like, I'm fucking done. We gotta up our game, guys.
It's a wrap. They're already announcing it though at the top of the year. You know it's been a hell of a year already if they're already announcing this. You know what? It's a wrap. This is gonna make them so much money though. I'm never leaving Target. That's the issue.
It's kind of giving what's it called? Like when you go to IKEA and you get the meatballs.
Dude.
Yep.
Mm. And you're kind of like, let's leave a little cushion for that in case we want a little meatball and a mashed potato moment, you know?
Yeah. Did you ever get the herring? They had
herring?
Not herring. They also sell
the IKEA herring.
Well, like Swedish.
I'm glad you're still with us today. No.
It's actually pretty good. But
you ever get that sushi at Walgreens, you know? That like
fresh
lobster.
I've eaten airport sushi and it's so bad. It's really concerning. I don't even know how I'm here.
Why? How? When you're at the airport, there's so many options.
Oh, I know. This is back when I wasn't a frequent flyer. Back when I didn't know.
Back when I had no brain.
Right.
And I thought, why would I eat Doritos when there's some old ass sushi over there?
Definitely, definitely going to give me E. coli. Yeah, I had no foresight into that. I was just thinking, sushi's great. I love sushi any old time from anywhere. That's perfect. But we need a...
Never met a bad California roll.
I didn't like, you know what I'm saying? It's imitation crab. What could go wrong?
Yeah.
You know? I wasn't eating salmon. You know what? I don't need to defend myself.
You don't. You don't. I can't wait till one day.
Yeah.
Dre's going to take me to Costco.
Yes.
And then we're going to go to Target on the way home.
Oh, that's right.
That's what we're doing that this weekend.
Right.
I would love to. Please, let's do it. Yeah. I have the capacity to do that.
You've never had the Costco hot dog.
Is it a good hot dog? Thing.
They have hot dogs. I like
a hot dog. Hot dog is, it's good.
Wow.
It's a kosher beef.
I mean, as it should be.
Yeah.
What other hot dog is there?
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But that's good. I mean, the Costco food court is part of the excursion, too.
I can't wait.
The way that, you know.
I really can't wait. What do I wear?
You can wear anything, but I really think that you should go with, like, cheetah.
Okay.
Maybe we should dress as like housewives.
Okay.
Whatever we want.
The Real Housewives of Target.
Yes. Wait, you guys, this is really sad news. Snopes did a fact checking and they said that rumors of Target selling margaritas or opening bars is false.
What? Don't do that to us, right? We just have the best conversation ever.
I'm so sad. What is how reputable is Snopes?
This is what I'm telling you. The internet is just spreading lies, good or bad. It's spreading lies.
It is spreading lies. Because I've seen at least like three outlets reporting that.
Me too.
What the F?
And we've sent them to each other like, it's coming. Like a drop at a new store. We're like, it's happening, guys.
Okay, but you know what? If enough people talk about it, I think Target should just take one for the team.
Yeah. So. We'll cut this clip.
Yeah.
And at Target and say, the people want it.
I've responded well to it.
Oh my God.
Tell me what you're watching.
Girl, I started The Traitors.
Which is...
I want you to watch.
Because everybody does talk about it.
Everyone loves
this
show. Here's the thing. This is one of those shows Dre and I have never watched, but I'm sure we get the same DMs. People are like, you got to do impressions of The Traitors. Because it's a mashup of reality stars from all different kinds of shows.
Yeah.
And they all go on this one show, The Traitors, in Scotland, in a castle. And Alan Cumming is the host, and he's great. No one told me this is... How do I say this? This is the most extravagant Broadway show of reality shows I've ever seen, with the dumbest fucking premise.
Like, but it's like they're bringing the drama, is what you mean?
Like, I tweeted, I didn't know The Traitors was a full Broadway show, and people were like, are you dumb? Yeah, it's the most overproduced, like, stupid idea.
What?
It's funny, but it's like, they take it very seriously.
Right.
It's a competition. Have you ever played the game Murder?
Yes.
It's that.
Okay.
It's basically that, except they call it traitors.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like three or four traitors in the mix.
Right.
And the rest are faithfuls, is what they call it.
Okay. But nobody knows who is going to be the traitor.
No one. Well, on the first episode, Alan Cummings picks the traitors.
Okay.
So the audience knows who the traitors are, and the traitors know who each other are.
Mm-hmm.
But they're basically, so now it's a game of like, the traitors can also be traitors of each other. They could throw, if they don't like one of them, they could throw one of them under, or like if someone's too whatever. And then the faithfuls are trying to fool everyone that they're the traitors. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So everyone's trying to pretend like, no, I'm like,
yes,
I'm a faithful, blah, blah, blah. Right. But it's really a game of like, can we get the traitors out of the game?
Right.
Or will the traitors get all the faithfuls out, you know?
And the goal is for the traitors to come out, to never get caught as a traitor.
Right. They don't want to get caught as a traitor.
And they win money?
So it's like, it's funny because I really like the premise, but then they do these like, almost like bachelor style, like challenges throughout where they're like, okay, we're all on a boat and we got to go to the island and we got to get the money. And if one person gets the money and then you bring it back and then like, oh, there's a twist and another island and you got to go get there's a lot of these. And Jared and I were both like, you kind of don't need to watch these, you know? Like,
yeah. Skip through it if you need to.
Because they're like, silly. I mean, they're games, but I don't know, I guess that's how you get to know people's personalities more. So it's all a personality game or whatever, and it's hard because it's like, you know immediately who the traitors are, so it's like, are we spoiling it if we talk about it on the internet? Like, I've seen people like be like, no spoilers, but then it's like, yeah, but the three episodes are out for you to watch.
Right.
I don't know. But as most people know, this isn't a spoiler, but as most people know, Dorinda was on this season. And that was like kind of the pull for us. We were like, we know her, we like her. And I think a lot of...
And she's going to be funny, and everybody said she was going to be the best on this show.
Every Bravo fan was like, I might watch this show.
Yeah.
Because it's exciting to have her on. Fucking vote her off first.
That's just such a buzzkill. Also, because she was on Watch What Happens Live. Like, just the buzz around this, you would think that she would make it close to the end.
I like hope that they like... Bring her back. Because I think a lot of people were like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it. And Jared was like, it was not, we watched it together. He's like, it's not really up to the producers. And I'm like,
right.
Yes. But in every episode, they're like, there's a twist.
Yes.
You know, and they brought three people on like in episode two or three or something. I don't know
so
when
it
was.
It's not weird. Yeah.
It's not totally weird. Happened. But it is weird because they were immediately like, we got to get rid of these housewives. because there's other housewives.
And the cast members are old reality stars, people that have done reality, Dorinda.
Yeah, but there's like a hierarchy on the traitors, which is very obvious. It's like the survivor people are treated like the fucking, like,
I can see that,
you know, royalty of the group. And then it's like Big Brother, they're like, okay, whatever, you're not survivor, you're Big Brother. And then like Big Brother's like, okay, you're a fucking housewife, like, shut up. Like, it's so funny to see, like, you know. And then there's some randos that you're like, I have no idea what show they were on.
Was that Zac Efron's brother with the abs? Stop it right now.
He's good. I like him.
What heaven did he descend? Where is he from?
Also, I have no idea what show he was on. Maybe he was on that, like, sibling, like, celebrity sibling show. Yeah. I think any reality show.
Well, he's sexy, and everyone is thinking, why don't we know him?
Yeah,
he should be famous, too.
He's hot, and he's good on the show.
And is he funny?
Yeah, he's good.
Whoa.
No one, like, you know, there's so many people in right now because it's new, so no one gets too much screen time yet. So you can't tell who's going to be, like, the people yet. But it's so funny because we're friends with people who, like, work in, like, media and stuff. Like, I posted something on Threads about the traitors, and my friend is like, just wait. And I was like, you've seen the whole season? And he's like, yeah, because I, like, write about it. I've seen the whole season. And I'm like, oh, okay, don't tell me anything.
Yeah, like, stop right there. I'm sure it's going to get good. All right.
But that's what I'm watching. And then I saw Baby Girl. I saw Complete Unknown.
I heard that, you know, Gabby, she's a comedian, very tall, gorgeous. Well, she was saying
Brian?
That. Brian.
Yeah.
Brian? Yes. She went to Baby Girl, and then she said she also saw Nosferatu, like, right around the same time. And she said that they kind of have a weird, like, similarity, how Baby Girl was kind of compared to, like, a horror movie. She was like, what's the deal with that?
Like, she's a horror, like, movie. Shot, like, stressful. A horror movie.
She didn't get it. She was like, this is crazy to me. It should have been called Baby Nosferatu or some shit. Because, like, they seem like similar
shooting styles. I haven't seen Nosferatu, but similar shooting. I would say I would compare it more to Uncut Gems. Like,
okay,
the stress of it all.
Mm-hmm.
Less horror movie and more,
but I thought,
like,
we were watching a porno. And here we are watching, like, a stressful.
It's a stressful porno.
I didn't know that they came.
Some people
in that.
Get off on that.
Wow. Okay.
I want you to see it. I want to see it. I'm ready to have my affair.
Well, I mean, I felt like I have seen your milk video almost like 100 times at
really?
This point in a good way. But I feel like I've seen the movie. I'm like, I didn't
give any spoilers though.
No spoilers, just you gurgling down milk.
It's one scene and it's in like the trailers too. Like everyone knows the milk.
The milk scene.
Yeah.
It's the milk.
It's the milk. I just really want to ask Nicole one day, like, what milk did you drink on set? You know? Was it whole milk?
Oh, with Nicole Kidman, you absolutely know that it was oat milk.
Mine was almond. Just FYI, you know, behind the scenes, mine was almond.
You think she's chugging down? Oh, what's that? Not almond, not oat.
Cashew?
Lactate.
Cashew.
Lactate.
Could be a lactate. Coming in from the rafters over here with a helpful information.
Could be a lactate.
You think it's a lactate?
Could be. I could see that. I love lactate.
You got to hope that was like a one take thing because... How
just
much
to be
fucking
milk
do you want to drink on set?
God.
You know what movie I need to see, though? Hmm. The Last Showgirl.
We got to see it.
I've been wanting to go. It's not playing in Williamsburg, so I wanted to go the other night, and then I ended up not going to the
Let's
theater.
Make it like a date night where it's like one of those really nice theaters. I need recliner chairs. I need
Always.
A drink. I'm still doing Dry January. Damn it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, congrats. You know, I've been drinking on the weekends if I go out, but I haven't really been drinking like
You're
week.
Healthy with your alcohol, though. You're like, I'll have 2, maybe 3 cocktails and then you're good.
It's because of my stomach. Do you know what I mean? Because I have a bad stomach, you know, because I'm 94, Dre. Do you want to get out of bed for the next 3 days?
Yes, that should stop me from bad hangovers.
You're young.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so down to see The Last Showgirl. That's been amazing.
Go.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's back.
She's so back.
She's so back. I love her so much. And Pamela Anderson, like,
yes,
they postponed the Oscar noms, you know, like because of the fires, which makes sense. So I guess they're happening next week. They were going to happen like this week. I think they're happening in a little later. But they both got SAG nominations, which is,
I believe it,
major. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about the movie though. Just like the performances. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, I haven't heard any reviews or anything. But
have
also
you seen
Brenda Song? Isn't it?
Oh yeah,
she's like. Amazing.
Have you seen A Complete Unknown yet?
I haven't. Where am I? I mean, I've really just...
Dre, get on the Timmy Chalamet. Go, let's go.
I know. I know. He's an incredible actor. I actually am a Timothy.
He's hosting SNL and he's the musical guest for SNL.
Yeah, you know, it's like do less. It's like fucking Zendaya just being amazing.
Is he going to do his like Timmy T like rap?
I hope so. Clang, clang, clang.
Or is he going to sing
one of the songs
from the movie? Why am I blank on the singer he is?
I don't want to say
Bob Dylan. Thank you. Is he going to sing Bob Dylan so he can get that Oscar nom? You know what I mean? Like,
I think he will.
I don't know.
Whatever his team suggests.
Whatever.
No, but he's going to be great. I can't wait. He's so, he's one of those the talents where he's malleable. He's like Justin Timberlake. You could do so much with him.
Yeah.
Like Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Like singing, acting, silly.
Kiki Palmer.
Like Kiki Palmer. Girl, you know it's
your girl. Jamie Foxx. Think about the like the triple threats of the world.
God damn.
You know?
Okay.
Like actually, Jamie Foxx has a comedy album and he's also like an Oscar actor and a singer. Like you're like, what?
Do and less. He's beautiful.
Do less.
Yeah, no, truly.
When people tell me, Anna, pick your, like, what are you? Are you a writer? Are you a comedian? Yeah. I say, I can't. I can't choose. I can't choose a lane.
I'm a multi-hyphenate.
Take it or leave it, bitch.
I know. I agree with you.
Right?
And I feel like you almost, we are kind of pushed in that direction anyways because you kind of have to do everything.
Yeah, of course.
Nowadays, it's not just like excelling one thing. It's like, well, you got to do it all because there's so many people coming out and.
First and foremost, I think we're editors right now.
First and foremost, I edit like it's my damn job all the time.
Right?
Because you got to get your shit out there.
Someone asked me, they were like, do you edit your videos?
I go, do I edit my video?
Who else?
Who do you think is
doing? I'm not paid enough for most of them
to
get someone to edit them.
Right.
One day this year, Dre.
One day. That's
this
happening.
This year.
I also want to put out there, a dream would be to work with Kiki and to work with Jamie.
Oh.
And Jamie Lee Curtis, but Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Lee Curtis, I would.
Be amazing.
I want her in my movie.
Yes.
I love that. I just feel like she's a real one. I feel like she's cool as hell.
She is.
Kiki, I love. I can't wait for Kiki on Jenna and Friends.
That is going. Yeah, I gotta. Do people DVR anymore? I'm DVRing.
I DVR'd Hoda's Last Day because I wasn't sure if I could watch it live. I ended up watching it live.
You watched it live.
But I cried. I was so sad. Like, she's such a good, like.
She's so good.
She's so good. And she's such a good energy with everyone who comes on. I feel like they're excited to see her. She's so welcoming and warm.
She
like,
is.
Did you see she already has, like, her next venture, like, out?
What
out?
Is it?
Like, an app she's working on that's, like, a wellness app that's, like, going to have wellness retreats and stuff. And incredible. I was like.
Incredible.
There you go.
Duh. Like, yeah, that makes sense.
She'll probably still pop into NBC every so often, I imagine.
Oh, my God. Of course. She'll do interviews.
And the Olympics or like, like a big, you know, a nighttime interview or something. Like,
she posted that she no longer has to wake up at 3 a.m. anymore. And I go, that must be the best feeling.
I saw that. That was
like deleting all those alarms.
Oof. Yeah. And she can like take her kids to school and like feel like she is a mom, you know, like. Mm-hmm. It's got to be hard when like you only have weekends to like be the mom.
Yeah.
And someone else is taking your kids. Anyway, it was a really nice goodbye episode. I don't know if you caught it.
But. I love that. Well, they had this option where you could try to win a sweepstakes to go to attend the last. I didn't win. But
I
asked for two tickets. I was going to be like, Anna, get your shit ready. We're going to Hoda's last show.
We're
going to
make I Heart Hoda shirts.
Yeah.
Fucking sit there and cry.
I Heart Hoda.
I would totally.
Yeah.
I'll still make the shirt. Are you kidding? We'll still
make
the shirt. We miss Hoda.
She's the best.
Dre, do you want to fill us in a little bit before we end this episode? Not to be a downer, but are we losing TikTok? What's happening?
January, what do we say, 16th or
17th?
19th. The hell is it?
January
19th. January 19th, D-Day. TikTok. Right. They're banning TikTok unless somebody was going to buy it. There was talks that somebody was purchasing it and they were going to take it over. But now it's looking like with Congress, they didn't pass the bill. They're not allowing it. And what is it going to look like, though? They're saying that you're still going to be able to access the app, but it'll just be really wonky and then it'll just deter everybody from using the app.
Mm.
They can't officially like wipe it from our phones.
Like they won't have any updates.
Yeah.
It won't. Yeah. Like I guess if you try and post, it might be hard to post or something, or it won't like load.
It'll just,
or...
it won't spread to anything. It won't be, your service won't be able to, you can't use your service with the app. So therefore, it's useless.
I have mixed feelings about it.
I do too. I think that a lot of people will get their life back. No, I'm just kidding.
How do you really feel?
My managers are worried. They're a little, because it's a huge social app. and you make money from it, and they're wondering what's going to replace it.
It will hurt the economy in a way, like the creator economy and all the reps and all the brands that have like thrived because of TikTok for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be like, okay, we just shut down creativity for all of these people and brands. Like, I think it'll be, well, either go somewhere else, you know, that's like an alternative to TikTok. Someone's got it already in the works and they're like, now's our time.
Yep.
Or, because I've worked with apps that have ended and it's sad and it's weird. Like, HQ is huge and it's gone. And it's like, it's a weird thing to like end.
Mm-hmm.
But it also feels like, okay, this was an amazing chapter.
Yeah.
How many people did we meet? How many things did we do? How many like followers did you gain or fans? You know, they'll find you. If they're a fan of yours, they will find you.
They'll go to another app.
Absolutely. Because they're not going to go on this app either. You know, it's not like one person's getting shut out. It's like everyone. So I do think it'll be like a time of transition, but then we will land somewhere else, you know?
Yeah.
Don't you? I mean,
yeah,
like,
no, definitely.
And in the meantime, like, yeah, get on your TikTok, I guess, and be like, follow me on Instagram right now.
I have been getting a couple messages of people being like, loved your support on here. If you could just go over to the other apps. And I'm like, all right, now you're giving me work. Okay. But I mean, you got to connect with other people.
Someone wrote me.
I don't really follow people as much
on my TikTok. Steve video. I'm going to miss him the most.
Damn. You're like, hey, he's on my other platforms.
I'm like, come to my show.
Do you think it'll hurt the younger generations most because they use TikTok, you know, the Gen Zers?
Yeah, I bet parents are fucking thrilled. Right.
Like, finally, you're not doing dances anymore.
Yeah, my kid's going to do their homework again.
Yeah.
I don't know. I bet a lot of people, the younger generation, I think they're really big on YouTube anyway. So they'll probably just all migrate to YouTube shorts. Right. Or like that's what they'll watch more of when they need that fulfillment, I guess.
And a good day for the other apps then.
Yeah. And then the other people will probably just be on Instagram more and we'll find other things. I mean, like I thought the world was ending when Twitter was ending. I love Twitter. I was really sad, but it's also like, okay, now it's X. It's not the same, but now we also have Threads. So you can kind of like bounce back and forth. I don't know.
It's different.
It is different. Yeah. But it was a chapter of our lives, you know, like.
We've also been teased that it's leaving for years almost.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the boy that cried wolf. I don't believe it until I see it.
Yeah. Come January 19th.
Come January 19th.
Call me.
Well,
I can't get on my TikTok. I was also banned for 2 weeks, so I did have a taste of life without it.
You were shadow banned?
No, banned.
What did you do?
Not even shadowed. You couldn't log in. I made four other accounts.
Banned. You made four other accounts. You're thirsty as hell.
I was. I had just gone like super viral and then they banned me and I was like, wait, what? That's like literally taking like candy away from a baby.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, no.
No, I need to get on there. I got to see the comments.
It was because I was posting my porno chapter by chapter.
Oh.
And they were thriving and people were like, I got to see the end of this story. And I'm like, don't worry, we have seven more chapters to go. And then they were like, sure, goodbye.
So that's what you were banned about.
Mm-hmm.
So you just had to delete those videos?
Mm-mm.
They lived on?
Some, like one or two lived on. Hmm. Yeah. Maybe there's no sound on it or something. I don't know. But then by, you know, the third flag, they were like, goodbye.
You know, if they're doing that much censoring, we'll see. We'll see what happens January 19th.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, people go on Instagram. Didn't Mark Zuckerberg also like end censorship on all platforms, which is like a real downer for a lot of like what? People are angry.
Not going to do a lot of good.
Not a good time to do it.
It isn't.
But anyway.
It is a really good time. Yes, that will be our show for this Tuesday. We have another show coming out on Thursday.
Yeah, you guys, we're going hard on the impressions right now. So if you love our videos, if you love our, you know, our, I don't know, voices on here, just make sure you guys keep watching and listening and find us on Instagram and TikTok while we got it. And I love this that we're splitting it up a little bit. And let us know how you like this if you're into it, you know.
Appreciate the feedback. Always.
Yeah. Stay safe. We love you. Check our Instagram for resources.